What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Joining us right now, before we get to Coon's Keys for Packers and Vikings this Sunday, you read his work inside The Athletic or at The Athletic. It's a website. At The Athletic, you can also find him on Twitter, at Matt Schneidman. And check out the new podcast, the Green Bay Beat Pod. It is Matt Schneidman joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Schneidman, how are you this morning, my man?
I'm great, guys. Always good to talk to you. I'm sorry I'm in my car. I didn't know I was coming on today or what time, so I mistimed my drive to Lambeau, but I'm here and I'm ready.
Fair enough. We hear you loud and clear, Matt Schneidman. Let's start big picture and then whittle it down to some of the finer points of this game Sunday and this Packers season. But, Matt, just hours before you joined us here on the show, you dropped a bit of a bummer of an article, basically laying out why you're not so optimistic about the Green Bay Packers. You don't have to give away the whole article, maybe just the cliff notes, and then direct people to theathletic.com to check out the rest.
Well, I think I started the article by acknowledging that the Packers are a tremendously talented team, right? That they have a lot of the same core pieces back from the team that looked like they were legitimate Super Bowl contenders until everything fell apart in Denver. And I acknowledge in the story the fact that I could be wrong, and all these questions that I have could turn out to have positive answers. Look, Micah Parsons, Xavier McKinney, Jordan Love, Tucker Kraft, all some of the best at their position in the league. My point was there are just too many uncertainties with this team that could swing how this season goes. And I don't think they're going to be a 5-12 team. I'm just saying those questions give me pause when I'm wondering, will they take that jump beyond the number 7 seed and an early playoff exit? I'm talking, can Jordan Morgan adequately protect the blind side? We don't know. Can Marshawn Lloyd handle a true number 1 workload while Josh Jacobs is out for however long he's out? We don't know. Is Keyshawn Nixon going to play like he did the first half of last season or the second half of last season? We don't know. There are just too many questions on both sides of the ball. And quite frankly, if if Trace Mack is going to be reliable at kicker, for me to sit here and say that I think the Packers can get over the hump, but I leave open the possibility, as always, of me being wrong. And I think they have enough talent to prove me wrong. We'll see if they do.
I asked Ryan Wood before the start of training camp, can he remember a time with this much variability of what the Packers could be? Meaning, yeah, they could go 9-8, or they could go 13-4, something to that nature. And Ryan Wood agreed that basically, write down your article, this Packers team has more variability in it on what it could be throughout the regular season than in years past with Matt LaFleur. Matt, to you, what's the number one thing that would help them be closer to the good side of that variability than the bottom side?
Well, I would agree. I wrote in my story that in my 8 years covering this team, I haven't remembered uncertainty like this, variability, whatever you want to call it, since before the 2023 season. And there was supposed to be uncertainty because there was a brand new quarterback, and it was the first year of kind of this post-veteran, post-Rodgers and all those other vets era. The biggest thing, and it's a cliche answer, I'll give an actual answer, is health, obviously. But then performance-wise, I think the biggest thing is Jordan Morgan. Because on defense, you're going to get Micah Parsons back. The first five games are a big question mark if he misses that long. But you know what you're getting when you get Micah Parsons back. That's going to change the defense. On offense, if Jordan Love stays upright, he can be a top five quarterback in the NFL. A huge part, obviously, I'm not trying to mansplain football, of him staying upright is his blind side. Jordan Morgan has been an average offensive lineman for this team for the first couple years of his career at multiple different spots. He's been solid in camp at left tackle. He was solid at left tackle during week 18 last year. But how can he do on a consistent basis on Love's blind side facing some of the best pass rushers in the NFL? We just don't know that yet, and we're only going to find out once the live bullets start flying.
Talking with Matt Schneidman of The Athletic here on 9 to noon, as we will Fridays throughout the football season. And not just Jordan Morgan at left tackle. I mean, I saw yesterday Zach Bakubuwele is going to play on Sunday. But just a few days ago in your piece, Matt, Stenovich was saying he doesn't know who his offensive lineman is going to be on Sunday. That's probably, at least to me, the biggest question for this Packers team this season, just because what a questionable offensive line can do to a season and how it can tank a season.
Yeah, this isn't exactly the Packers offensive line of old where you never had to worry about Aaron Rodgers getting touched on any given week. Adam Stenovich not really abiding to PR training is a great part of our job, but I don't think it's something that makes Matt LaFleur thrilled on a weekly basis. But he's right. He's not saying anything that's wrong. Like, Zach told me this week that he fully expects to play, and he plans to play the full game, and he expects to be elite when he's out there. Aaron Banks was kind of more couched when he spoke with reporters yesterday, said we're just taking it day by day. Regardless of if those guys are out there or not, their knees are huge to this Packers season because Aaron Banks was solid when he was healthy last year. We know what Zach can do when he's healthy. He's one of the best right tackles in the game. Those two questions are more so health-related than performance-related. Jacob Monk and Jordan Morgan are more performance-related because they're starting at positions they've never really started at before, and we don't know how they're going to fit in. The most sure thing on the offensive line is probably Sean Ryan. He's a fine center, did well for himself, exceeded expectations the second half of last season after Elgton Jenkins went down, earned a three-year, $33 million contract or whatever it was. So I don't know if worry is the right word, but I'm skeptical of how this offensive line will be for those performance and health-related reasons, just because we know how good Jordan Love can be when he has a clean pocket.
All right, Matt. Josh Jacobs was in Brown County Court yesterday, pled no contest to the charges that were out on him. What does this mean for him? What does this mean for the NFL and the exempt list and suspensions? And what does this mean for the Green Bay Packers as they look to try and figure out a timetable for Josh Jacobs as they're working with the rest of the running backs on this roster?
Yeah, I was in court yesterday and saw that. I'd never been in a courtroom before in my time covering the NFL, so I didn't really know a lot of what the language the judge was saying was, so it took me a little bit to process what was going on, so it was a new experience. But I hope I'm never back in a courtroom for myself or for anybody else. But I think where we go from here is it's in the NFL's hands now, right? The legal process is over. Yes, the second charge of criminal damage to property, that gets thrown out in 12 months if he completes five parts of a deferral program where it's basically you can't contact the victim, you have to pay the victim restitution, you got to take counseling, which Josh has already begun doing, according to his lawyer. The one that sticks out to me, obviously, is, yes, he pleaded no contest, but the judge convicted him of the misdemeanor battery charge, and the punishment was a $1,000 fine. That's the sentence. So by the legality of it, he was sentenced for the misdemeanor battery, even though he pled no contest. I just wanted to clear up that technicality if there was any misunderstanding there. Where we go from here, the NFL said yesterday that they're still looking through it, trying to gather all the facts. They have not made a decision. He remains on the exempt list. The Packers are basically waiting for the NFL's decision. Now, I highly doubt the Packers are going to release Josh Jacobs. They have all the evidence they need by now, I would imagine. I saw something, I think it was on the New York Post yesterday, where there's a court filing that says the judge is blocking the release of all evidence in the case, so we're not going to see the video, most likely. Is he going to get suspended? We'll find out. How long is he going to get suspended for? It's all up to the NFL now. Like I said, we've been waiting for the last couple months for this legal process to play out. That's done. Now it's just how long is the NFL going to suspend him, if at all, and they would have to take him off the exempt list to do that. So the Packers would probably like that to happen sooner rather than later, but it's also important to remember that any games missed while on the exempt list count toward time served on a suspension.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Matt, talk about the video and the not releasing of the video. If the NFL needs to see the video to make an educated decision, looking back at how the Ray Rice situation was handled, they had egg on their face after they initially suspended him for, I believe it was 2 games before the video got released. If the NFL requests to see this video, do they have to show it to him? And if they don't, could the NFL hold that against Josh Jacobs, the Green Bay Packers, or anybody else while they're trying to make this decision?
That's a great question. I don't know exactly how the legality of that works in terms of are they required to show it to the NFL. My assumption, and it's probably not safe to make just assumptions on this, I would imagine the NFL can get their hands on it if they really want to. But here's the I'm looking at the New York Post story now. Here's the quote from the court order sealing the evidence. The court finds that public disclosure of the discovery material, which is the video, would threaten or substantially impair the defendant's and the victim's privacy, dignity, personal security, emotional well-being, or ability to participate safely in the criminal justice process. So I get why part of that is like, okay, we're not going to release it publicly, but if the NFL wants that video for a private investigation of Jacobs to educate their decision, I'm sure they can get their hands on it, because you are right. Regardless of, you know, they're going to interview Jacobs most likely. They just need as much evidence as possible to make the most well-informed decision so they don't have egg on their face, like you said, as they did with the Ray Rice situation. So Jacobs' word only means so much. Whatever evidence they can get their hands on, and there was not surveillance inside Josh's house, only in the garage, according to the incident report, they need to do whatever they can to look at that so they make the most accurate ruling.
Talking with Matt Schneidman of The Athletic here on 9 to Noon. All right, as far as the football of it goes, how do you think they deal with the absence of Josh Jacobs? Is it a heavy workload for Marshawn Lloyd, or is it putting the ball more through the air via Jordan Love's arm?
I think it has to be the latter, right? We heard Stanovich say the other day they're going to go running back by committee, and you like what you've seen from Lloyd in practice, but do you really trust a by-committee approach of Marshawn Lloyd, Chris Brooks, and Caleb Johnson, if he's active, to give you enough on the ground? I don't know. I think you need to still give them a minimum amount of touches just to make Vikings and the teams you play after that think you're going to run the ball. And if they can give you a couple yards per carry, fine. But I don't think the Packers can afford to rely too much on the run, certainly not as much as they have in years past. You got to let Jordan Love air it out. This is the strength of this offense. Jordan Love, Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft. Watson, Reed, and Kraft played 0 snaps together last season. 0. And Matthew Golden, 2. Like, he comes into this season with big expectations. So as much as the Packers can afford to, you got to put the ball in Jordan Love's hands and get it to those 4 guys.
Matt, we all know going into Minnesota, especially that dome, especially week one, the number one thing the Packers have to do is not let Justin Jefferson go off, right? And 5 catches, 50 yards. Okay, we'll live with that. However, can you focus solely on Justin Jefferson, this Packers defense, that is? Is there another worry that you have looking at this Vikings team?
Yeah, you could argue the Vikings have the best 1 through 3 receivers in the league. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, they have Juwan Jennings now, who came over from the 49ers. They can't afford to just focus on Justin Jefferson because they'll get burned in other ways. I'm not, with all due respect to Aaron Jones, I love covering the guy, but I don't know if he has the same burst and juice that he did when he was in his prime here. So you probably worry a little bit about that running game, but what you're worried about with the Vikings is Kyler Murray getting out and using his legs and those 3 receivers breaking you down the field. And if I'm the Packers, I'm thinking, okay, how are our corners going to play? Brandon Cisse is going into his first NFL game. Sure, we like what we saw in camp, but can he step up to the plate when the lights turn on? And they're going to be targeting him, and it's not going to be perfect. It's certainly not in his first game. But can he do enough to kind of slow them down? Like I said, is Keyshawn Nixon going to be the good Nixon or the not-so-good Nixon? And who else is going to cover their guys? Are we going to get full-strength Javon Bullard? According to Bullard in the locker room this week, he's ready to go. So if I'm the Packers, I'm more cognizant of what the Vikings can do in the passing game, and it's certainly more than Justin Jefferson.
You know, a couple of dots I didn't connect until I saw it in your piece. I think it was yesterday at the Athletic, Schneidman, was sort of the reunion of Jonathan Gannon and Kyler Murray, now obviously the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, now opponents, where Gannon was his head coach for the last few years. Obviously, those two guys familiar with each other. Who does that relationship and that history, in your eyes, give the advantage to in this game on Sunday?
I would say the Packers have a slight advantage because, and I wrote this, maybe I'm wrong, you guys can correct me if you think I am, a quarterback skill set is going to be a quarterback skill set. Sure, he has a different play caller and different surrounding pieces, but at this point in his career, Kyler Murray is good and bad at what Kyler Murray is good and bad at. And you know who knows everything Kyler Murray is good and bad at? Jonathan Gannon. On the flip side, Jonathan Gannon's going to have his core principles and his play style for how he wants his guys to play, but I would venture to think that a coach's, how they go about their business, how they plan for a game, is dictated more by their personnel around them than how a quarterback goes about their game is dictated by the personnel around them. So I just think the change in scenery for Jonathan Gannon makes a bigger difference for how he performs on game day than the change in scenery for Kyler Murray does. And they both know everything about each other, but I just think there's going to be some more unexpected stuff based on the Packers personnel that Murray has to face against this Packers defense than vice versa.
What do you think's more important in this game? Do you think it's LaFleur versus Flores, or do you think it's Gannon versus KOC?
I would say it's LaFleur versus Flores because I go into this game without too high of an expectation for the Packers defense, without Micah and with some uncertainties at cornerback. I think safety and linebacker are, we know what we're going to get from them. It's going to be pretty solid. But the Packers are probably going to need to win maybe a couple shootouts here in the first couple weeks without Micah, and maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe they'll be great on defense, and I'll just have egg over my face, speaking of egg on your face. But I think it's how can LaFleur maybe scheme up some quick touches for Watson and Reed and Kraft and take advantage of their yards after catch ability if the Vikings are getting home quickly, right? We all know that nobody blitzed more last year than Brian Flores' defense. I believe it was more than 14% more than any other team in the NFL. They blitzed on 48% of their defensive snaps. We know they're going to bring pressure. We know they're going to confuse you. To keep that pass rush on its toes, and it's a pass rush that gives you those exotic looks, not just on third down, but on first and second down too. To keep them on their toes and neutralize them, can you scheme up some quick touches, some quick release touches for your best yards after catch guys? If Matt LaFleur can craft a game plan to do that, and I think he's more than capable of doing so, I think the Packers could have an edge here.
Prediction for this game on Sunday, Schneidman?
I'll stick with what I said earlier this week, and that's Vikings 27, Packers 24. I just can't shake kind of all this uncertainty going into this season. Look, would I be surprised if the Packers won? No, but I'm not to a point yet where I can sit here and say, oh, the Packers are definitely going to win this game.
Prediction for the Packers season in terms of a record and how deep a playoff run you think they'll make?
Yeah, I said 10-7 and a divisional round loss. I think they win a playoff game. I'm assuming they'll be healthy come the playoffs. They'll have Micah back. We'll have a lot more answers to some of these questions that I'm posing. I just am not at a point yet where I can say, okay, they can get over the hump. Again, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I think it's possible that the Packers vault themselves into Super Bowl contention again. They have the talent. I just need to see it first to believe it.
That is Matt Schneidman. Check out his work in The Athletic. Check him out on Twitter, at Matt Schneidman. And check out the Green Bay Beat Pod and our guest every Friday throughout the football season. Schneidman, we appreciate the time and look forward to the season, man. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, guys.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients: and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+. Plus.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.